Okay, so we'll start Parshas Ekev. The Mesillas Yesharim makes an astonishing statement about a pasuk in this week's parsha. Right after Chamishi, it says, "Vati Yisrael, Ma Hashem Lekecha Shalom Imach." Klai Yisrael, what does Hashem want from you? Ki im liyira es Hashem Lekecha, lelechet b'chol derachav, ulahav Yisrael, v'lavid es Hashem Lekecha, b'chol levav v'chol nafsh. Okay, so I'll tell you what this pasuk means, but first let me just tell you what the Mesillas Yesharim in his introduction to his sefer writes. He says, "Kan kolal." In this pasuk, it captures kol chelkei shleimus avoda, the entire, all the components necessary for avodas Hashem hanirtzis l'shmei yisbarach. Okay, so the Mesillas Yesharim goes on to explain that for avodas Hashem, you need five. There are basically five components of avodas Hashem, and then we'll read it back into the pasuk. The first is basically yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem means literally the fear of Hashem, but a better translation would be the awareness of Hashem. Okay, there's two types of yiras Shemayim. When we talk about yiras Shemayim, there's you're aware of Hashem that He's going to punish you or give you schar, and then there's a higher type of yiras Shemayim, which is called you're aware of Hashem that you realize that you're in awe of Hashem, not fear, awe of Hashem. Okay, so when you're serving Hashem, again, there are five components to avodas Hashem. You have to be aware of Hashem, right? And then a major component of avodas Hashem is being mesaken your midos. We were sent down here to perfect ourselves. There's no pasuk in the Torah that says work on your midos. But in this week's parsha, it says you have to cling to Hashem, and Chazal darshan, mahu rachum afat racham. So we have to look through the Bria. The Ramak does in a Sefer time of Devarah. We have to look through the creations and see how Hashem is nice to us, and we have to follow Hashem's ways. We see that Hashem is kind, we have to be kind. We see that Hashem is gracious, we have to be gracious. So Tikkun Amidus is included into cling to Hashem. That's the second component. So again, awareness of Hashem, Tikkun Amidus, and then your relationship with Hashem becomes so real that you actually love Hashem. A very big madriga. You actually love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramchal writes over here, like you'd love like you love your parents, like you love someone you're madly in love with. And included in that is that we don't look for shortcuts in Avodas Hashem, right? If you're looking to buy your wife or a child a gift because you love them, you don't come into the store and say, let me look at the cheapest model. You try to look for the best model. You're doing something for your parents. You try to look the best way, get the best doctor, or whatever it is. So it's the same thing in Avodas Hashem. Okay, so that's already three. Again, awareness of Hashem, Tikkun Amidus, and love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the self-awareness when you do mitzvahs. Okay, that shleimus avodah, that when you do something, you have to be aware, how much am I doing this for ulterior motives, and how much am I really doing it? And that's to serve Hashem with all your heart. Okay, don't be someone who serves Hashem halfway for Hashem and then halfway for yourself. Or don't do things out of rote, that's included in that. And then the commitment to listen to Taryag Mitzvahs with all its details. Okay, so Mesillas Yesharim says, that's how you read the pasuk. Vati Yisrael Ma'ashem Melekev Hashol Mimach. What does Hashem want from you? Kim li Yiras Hashem. That's the first thing. Yiras Shemayim. Lelechet b'drachav, to go in Hashem ways. That means Tikkun Hamidus. That just like Hashem is a racham, afat a racham, to be mesaken your midas. Le'av Oisa is developing that relationship even more, that you actually love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like you love, like physically in this world, you love people, your children, your spouse, your parents. You have to develop that relationship with Hashem. La'avodas Hashem mekecha b'chol levav v'chol nafshecha. And then to serve Hashem with complete devotion. Don't do things for HaKadosh Baruch Hu half-baked, or when you daven, don't do it just out of rote. Do it with your whole heart. And then the last is the commitment to keep all the laws of the Torah with all its details. So the Mesillas Yesharim says that this is kol shleimus v'avodah. Okay, so that's just on the idea of what Yir Shemayim is. I said before, it doesn't only mean, it's limiting it to say Yir Shemayim means fear. It's not just fear, it's also, again, the better definition would be awareness of Hashem. The Gemara says, "Hakol bidei Shemayim chutz miyir Shemayim." Right? The Gemara in this pasuk, "Mashem sholi meimach." So the Gemara says, "Hakol bidei Shemayim chutz miyir Shemayim." Everything's in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands except for Yir Shemayim. Yir Shemayim's up to us. So what could we do to increase Yir Shemayim? So over here in the pasuk, the Sephorno says that you have to fear Hashem. contemplating about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the simplest way. In the past, I told you a vart from the Vilna Gaon. I see other people say it, the Kli Yakar, others say this vart. I think I saw it once in Naim Elimelech also, that how does one acquire Yerushalayim? The Gemara says, Ma Hashem Shalom, what does Hashem want from you? So the Gemara makes a comment. You see that Yerushalayim is something very easy. Ma Hashem Shalom Eimach. So the Gemara says, is it indeed that easy? The Maishri Rabbeinu says, it's such. What does Hashem want, just Yerushalayim? So the Gemara says, in the Gabi Maishri Milsa Zutra Sahi. Yeah, for Maishri it was easy. So all the Achrayim have been asking, but Maishri's not talking to himself, Maishri's talking to Klai Yisrael. Can't go to somebody, a weightlifter, it's very easy for him to lift 500 pounds. You go over to a 10-year-old kid, lift up this 500 pounds. So you're going to say, what, it's so heavy. His answer is okay, but for the weightlifter it's easy. But yeah, I know, but you're asking the kid, not asking the weightlifter. Okay, that's their kasha. And the Vilna Gaon gives a famous mashal, Dubna Magid brings, that you have a cup and you have little kiddush cups around it. And when you pour wine into the kiddush cup, it flows over. So it's very, very hard to, Yerushalayim is indeed very hard. But for the little kiddush cups that's around the big cup, it's very easy to get filled up. And that's the same idea. Yerushalayim is taka hard. But if you're around the person with a lot of Yerushalayim, you get Yerushalayim through osmosis, just being around. So the Vilna Gaon says, Amush HaChasidu Shataych. The Gemara says, V'chi Yeru Milsa Zutrusahi, is Yerushalayim something small? The Gemara says, In Legabi Maisha Milsa Zutrusahi. So the Pashup Shad is Legabi Maisha, for Maisha, regarding Maisha, it's a small thing. But the Vilna Gaon Taych says, In Legabi Maisha, those that are around Maisha, those that are near Maisha, it's also a small thing. So, like the mashal I gave you, for Moshe Rabbeinu, it was an easy thing. He had tremendous Yerushalayim. So, for me, it's not an easy thing, but just being around someone like Moshe Rabbeinu, some Yerushalayim. So, that we've spoken in the past, that's a method of Yerushalayim. In Shulchan Aruch, there's a Simen Menvav, there's a tour, very famous tour. We have to make 100 brachas, 100 brachas daily. The Gemara in Menachos says, you saw Ma Hashem Alekech Hashem Meimach. This part, this pasuk, Hashem says Ma Hashem Shalim Meimach, and Rashi says Ma could be read Meya. So you have to make 100 brachas. So over here in Tur in Simen Menvav, it says you have to make 100 brachas. So the Tur brings from Rav Natroy going Reish Masif the Masa Mechasya. David Amalek Alim Shalom Tikim Meya brachas. It was David Amalek that established 100 brachas. David HaMelech was called the one who resided upon high. David HaMelech was on a big madriga. But we darshan Hukam, he was the one that established oil, is Ayin Lamed, which is 100. He was the one that established 100 brachas. That's what the Torah says. Ki b'chol yom v'yumeisim kufta fashuk. During the times of David HaMelech, 100 people were dying a day from Magefa. People did not know why they were dying. Achachaka v'heva b'ruch HaKadosh. They understood through Ruach HaKadosh, V'tikin l'misol kuf brachas. And that's what stopped the Magefa. Al-kein tiktuk hacham e'la brachas la'seh do'ay l'm ha'nagaz. And therefore we established 100 brachas. That's the Torah in Halach. And the Balatur Malatayr over here says, Ma Hashem shoyel me'imach. Ma, if you take the word mem hey, there's something called atbash. Aleph, you switch for a tuf. Beis, you switch for a shin. And so on and so forth. So the mem hey, mem, you switch for a yud. And hey, you switch for a tzadi, which is yud tzadi, which is 100. Ma Hashem shalim meimach. Another ram is ma is 100. And then he quotes a pasuk in Micha, ma Hashem dorish mimcha, mem mem endecha. It's also 100 brachas. So that these are Muslim that 100 brachas. But again, this is the same pasuk ma Hashem shalim meimach. So it's just a basic thing that we could bring awareness to ourselves by being careful on brachas every day. Okay, that's that. So again, Yerushalayim doesn't just mean fear. Yerushalayim means bringing awareness of Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam, we don't see him, he's not physical. It can almost be a theory. The idea of our lifetimes is we have to take the theory and make it something extremely real. We do that by every time you eat, you thank Hashem for the food, and you bring it into our consciousness. Now, I saw something very interesting. There's a Gemara in Brachas. This Gemara I just told you. So the Gemara says that everything is B'day Shemayim except Yerushalayim. The Tzlach, who wrote, he was known as the Noyeb Yehuda, Cheska Landau, his Sefer on Brachas, Tzin LeNefesh Chai, is called the Tzlach. So he asked, why did the Torah say, Vata Yisrael Ma Hashem Shoyel Meimach? Shoyel means to, like, ask a question. It should have been, Ma Hashem Evakish Meimach. Okay, that's his question. Now, just to understand, what's the difference between Shoyel and Mevakish? There's many, many, many different Pirushim It's in Megillas Esther. It says the Yemei Esther, the Mishnah Yani Mashe Losech, Minos Lech Malbakosha Sech, Achatzi Amapus Vatiyas. So over there, if you take a look at the Malbim, the Gra, Yain Tonight, it says many different Pirushim. What's the difference between She'ela and Bakosha? So before we get to the Tzach, I just want to tell you the Malbim over there says two Pirushim. What's the chilik between She'ela and Bakosha? Okay, so the first pshat he says is that very interesting vart. She'ela is the outer, the superficial request, and the bakasha is the inner essence of your request. He gives a mashal. Let's say I need a loan from the bank. Why do I need a loan? I want to buy a house. She'ela is the $1 million, but that's not what my bakasha is. I need to buy a house. That's my bakasha. So she'ela is the superficial request, and the bakasha is more the essential request. Okay, so according to that, it also fits in. Hashem is just asking us to do this, but that's not the tachlis. The tachlis is what the end of the pasuk says. Hashem really wants us to tayr lach. Why does Hashem want us to have Yerushalayim? The end of the pasuk says, "Lishma mitzvah Hashem lekech b'chul kaitz v'shoyn lech mitzvah chayim l'tayr lach." Okay, there's another pshat malbim over there in Esther that says small requests are she'ela, big requests are bakasha, and according to the Gemara, it fits in very well. Ma'ashem shoyim le'imach. The Gemara says Yerushalayim is milsa zutrasi. However you understand it, the Gemara says Yerushalayim is the small thing, so that's what you say, ma'ashem shoyim le'imach, that's the small thing. Okay, according to Malbim, it works that good also. Anyways, but I want to tell you what the Tzach says, an unbelievable vart. He says shoyim means to ask a question, but it also comes from the word to borrow. Okay, so he says, what's the pshat? He says, beautiful. He says, 2 points over here. I want to say both points. So there's a famous Medrash in Vayikra. The pasuk is going, it's going on a pasuk in Eiv. Mi hikdi mani vashelim. Who preceded me that I shall pay? So the Medrash says, this means like this. Guy does a mitzvah, he puts up a mezuzah. He says to Hashem, look, I did a mitzvah, I deserve schar. Now Hashem says, I gave you your schar ready. I beat you to it. I gave you your house. Anything you do in life, Hashem already paid you for it. Oy, Hashem, look at me, I'm putting on tzitzis. Yeah, I gave you money to buy the gadol. Oy, Hashem, look at me, I'm married to get tzaddik, I'm giving tzedakah. Yeah, you have money, I gave you money to give tzedakah. It really, there's no, but Hashem gives a schar anyways. But there's really no tviya on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's one thing that Tzach says, that we can ask Hashem for tzchar, and you don't have this tiny mihti mani vashali. Things that have to do with completely our minds. Our minds we can ask. So the Tzach Yehuda says, Ma Hashem shoyel meimach. What is Hashem shoyel? What is Hashem, what, where is it a situation that you do a mitzvah, it's like you're lending Hashem something. I'm lending it to you, now you gotta pay me back. What is Hashem borrowing from us? When is it something that Hashem is like borrowing from us that we have a taina, because it's broken, pay us? These are things that are chayvus halavavus. These are things that are in our hearts that Hashem doesn't have a taina mihitimani vashali. But the Nayib Yudah adds a mayridika point. This I see nachrainim. It's a long arichos, but he adds a point. So why didn't the Torah say some kind of lashon of a loan, halva? He says, what's the difference between a halva and a she'ela? They both mean to borrow something. So the Gemara says many places, halva is a monetary loan. She'ela is, when I borrow a loan, Marwa, that's called she'ela. Right? Like in Bav Metzia, you learn a she'ela is when you borrow something to return as is. A loan, you don't return as is. A loan, a monetary loan, I borrow $100, I spend it, and then I give you something else in exchange for it. I give you other $100. I don't keep that $100 in the drawer. I come to you, I need to borrow $100. I don't take the $100, put it in the drawer, and then time comes up, I take out that $100. A loan, halva, is you take it, spend it, and one day I'll give you something else. She'ela, I borrow you loan, I give you loan my right back. So that's what it means. Ma'ashem shoyel meimach. Hashem, when we do mitzvahs, Hashem literally takes what we did and gives it back to us as loving. And now he says ideas like this. Schar mitzvah mitzvah. When we do mitzvahs, it's not like, okay, we did a mitzvah, and Hashem is going to pay you something else in Gan Eden. Every time we do a mitzvah, really, we should feel a tremendous tainug, the fact that we did a mitzvah. Because we fulfilled Hashem's word, and that's a tremendous spiritual ecstasy. We don't feel it because we live in this world and Hashem completely concealed it. But when we come after Me'er Esrim, when we come up to Hashem gives us what we did. exactly to the degree of what we did, that dveikus, that's what Hashem gives us, and that's our reward. He says it l'mafreya, but that's the idea. Schar mitzvah, you know what the schar mitzvah is? Pashupya, you think it's schar mitzvah, I did a mitzvah, and lasad lavi, after the person dies, Hashem's going to give him a new reward, or whatever, however you pay up lasad lavi. No, the schar mitzvah is that mitzvah. He gives you what you did. That's the mitzvah, schar mitzvah mitzvah. And that's the lashon of Mashem Shoyel. Hashem literally is just borrowing that from you. He takes it, like you return a lomo and give that back to you, that mitzvah. And that gives us a new perspective. Every time we do a mitzvah, we should be filled with ecstasy. Hashem did it, so there should be bechir in this world, but we don't feel it. Maybe big people did feel that tremendous ecstasy and tremendous hana. But we're going to get back exactly what we did. And that's what Hashem says. Hashem pays us back exactly what we did. Everyone should have a good Shabbos.